Well, good morning, Birmingham. We're here once again today to bring to you the testimony of the living and true God and the good news that He has produced and provided, and it is His good pleasure. The Bible tells me that His good news should be declared in all the world, so that many, many would hear, many would be called, and that by the good pleasure, the grace of God, well, that some of you at least would hear, would heed the call, would believe on the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, believe and be saved. Salvation is what God has produced, and God has provided that men who truly believe on Jesus, salvation is guaranteed. So if you'd like to have a copy of God's Word, we have Bibles, we have New Testaments, and we have the Gospel booklets, such as I've got here in my hand today, offered to you quite freely. You're simply and only for the taking. No cost, no obligation to you. It is the written Word of God. Check it out, put it to the test, see what things God the Lord has spoken, in order that you might have eternal life in His name. Of course, in order to come to an understanding of your need, well, you need first the diagnosis, you know. So you find that were you to read the Bible, were you to make study of the Bible, you would discover that we've got essentially two parts. We've got the law and the gospel, the commandments of God, that which God requires of all men. And of course, how are you doing, sir? Have a good day, eh? Of course, yeah, those commandments, those 10 commandments, they're binding, don't you know, upon all men, not just religious people, you know, but everybody, you know, born into this world are under the requirements of God's law. And the law is given to us, God's commandments are given to us, not in order that you can be saved by trying to keep them as if you could, but my friends, given to you in order to bring you to a knowledge and understanding of your miserable state and condition, of your departure, of your alienation from God. And of course, well, having received the right diagnosis, that is that you're a sinner, undone, ruined by your sin, and in need of God's salvation, then well, hopefully, it would be our hope, our prayer, that you would turn from the law and turn to the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ and the salvation that's in His name. So, as I say, make study of it. Read for yourself. It's important. So very, very important. Your soul, your eternal destiny hangs upon this. So I urge you to receive a copy of God's Word and read to yourself and see what God the Lord has to say in order that you might be saved. But coming back to the law, to the commandments, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, because there is only one God, the living and true God, cannot be any more than one. the one who made heaven and earth and everything in it. The one that you know exists, I know exists. Everybody knows that God is. So we won't go there. We won't seek to explain. We won't seek to give you evidence. We won't seek to debate and argue with you with regards to the existence of God. You know that God is. By dint of his creation, you know that God is. He's your maker. He's your provider. But he's the one who would be your savior. Should you trust in him through his son, Jesus Christ? Everybody is without excuse for not knowing that God is. But then the commandments go on, and we come today to the ninth commandment. The ninth commandment says, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. We're in the context of the lie. The lie, my friends. The lie, people believe the lie and they live out of the lie. And having received the lie, my friends, well, captive to the devil, captive to the evil one, the one who is indeed, the Bible says, Jesus says, is the father of lies. The father of lies, the devil, the old serpent, the one, my friends, who deceives men and women. Jesus says concerning him, listen up, he says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. That's unregenerate men and women. That's men and women in their natural state and condition. They have, instead of having God for their father, they have the devil for their father, and they do his will. They go about doing his will. They believe his lies. He was a murderer from the beginning, a liar. He's the father of lies. And of course, following his deceits and his lies, buying into his lies, well, you see, that's what brought man to sin in the beginning. Adam and Eve, your first parent and my first parents, instead of listening, following the voice of their maker, they listened to the voice of the arch liar. They listened to the voice of the devil, of Satan. And of course, he brought them down. And he brought us all down with Adam. Because we've all sinned in Adam, the Bible tells us. He sinned. He was the head of the human race, not just the first man. And of course, he brought that sin crashing down upon the rest of us. Sin and death and hell awaits us because of our rebellion against our Maker. Because of believing the lie, because of believing the father of lies, and living out of the lie. So you see, men and women, natural born, as you come into the world, conceived in sin, born in sin, live in sin and die in sin, but for the grace of God saving you, delivering you from the lie, from the deceit, from the false testimony of your father, the devil. So you see, my friends, his children, the children of the father of lies, well, they have his identity, you see, because, well, they're unregenerate. They've never been born again. Jesus says, in order to get out of this, in order to escape this, in order to get out of the devil's family and into God's family, well, you must needs be born again. You must be born again, says Jesus. Except a man be born again, he cannot see. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He cannot get out of his sin. He cannot get out of the lie that he's believed, that he follows. He cannot get out of the family of the serpent, Satan, the devil. ye are of your father the devil, says the Lord Jesus Christ. And as children, you see, they bear the same fruit as their father, lies. Not only do you tell lies, but you believe the lie that there is no God, the lie of false religions, the lie, my friends, the lie, you believe the lie. Instead of believing the truth of God, the truth of God, says Jesus, that would make you free. But you believe the lie, and so you live out of the lie. That's the expression of your life, the entirety of your life, your speech, your attitude, your deeds, everything about you. So you see, my friends, lies, the father of lies, being as children, well, you quite naturally, not having been born again, not having received the grace of God, you quite naturally bear the fruits of your father, and that, of course, is lies, is false testimony. And for this, God will bring you to judgment. For this, my friend, you will stand before the judgment throne of God and give account for the lies, for a lying heart, a lying nature, and, of course, for the very lies, of course, that you speak as well, the false testimony. And of course, well, being as children, the father of lies, that is, being as children, well, your wills are set against the truth. You cannot believe the truth. You cannot speak the truth. You cannot live the truth because your wills are set against the truth. And unless God changes, again, that's why Jesus says, you must be born again, you see. A cataclysmic change, a change deep within you by the supernatural power and working of God that changes a man, a woman's will, and gives them a will, gives them a desire to seek after, to seek the truth, believe the truth, and live out of the truth. But until this miracle takes place, until God performs this in your hearts, in your minds, in your wills, my friends, your wills are dead set against the truth, just like your father, the father of lies. So you see, the commandment, thou shalt not bear false testimony against your neighbor, not just against your neighbor, but against God you bear false testimony when you deny him, when you reject him, when you neglect him, and when you neglect the truth that he has provided for you. He's given you his word, he's given you his truth that would make you free, that would set you free from the father of lies and set you free from your own deceitful heart. You see, this is the condition, this is the dreadful, appalling condition in which we are conceived and born, and in which we live, bearing false testimony out of a deceitful heart. God says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And a deceitful heart will always, always gravitate towards that which is deceitful, the false testimony, the lie, believing the lie and living out of the lie. Why? Because you live out of a deceitful heart, that's why. So the heart must be changed. The inner being must be changed. Religion won't do that for you. Oh, religion will change maybe the way you dress. It'll change maybe the people that you associate with. Maybe change some of the things that you do. But it won't change your heart. It won't change your heart. You can be as religious as you like. Subscribe to any one of them. Islam, Roman Catholicism, the Watchtower Society, Buddhism. Take your pick, anyone you like, but they won't change your heart. They won't change your deceitful heart. They won't take the lie out of you. They won't take the lie out of you and put the truth into you. Only Jesus Christ, the mighty Son of God, can do that. You need not religion, you need regeneration. It's resurrection that you need. You're dead in your trespasses and sins. There's nothing spiritual about you. There's nothing holy about you. There's nothing righteous about you. Man, you see in the beginning, made in the image of God. That was in the beginning, before Adam, before our first parent, before he sinned. But now that image is lost. That righteousness, that original righteousness and holiness is gone completely. Now we're like dead dogs without the grace of God's salvation. Unspiritual, unable to receive the things of God because they're spiritual and they're spiritually discerned. So how can somebody that's just a dead lump of beast, just a lump of meat, how can anybody in that state and condition possibly receive anything that's spiritual? No, you must be born again. God must put that spiritual life into you and put the truth into you by a belief of the truth, receiving the truth and rejecting the lie. So you see, my friends, the dreadful, the father of lies, and you be his children, says Jesus, without the saving grace of God, without being regenerated, without being resurrected, without being born again. That's the state and condition of every man, woman, and child born into this world. And so your need for the gospel, my gospel, that is able to quicken, able to make alive, able to resurrect. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Not Muhammad, not the Pope of Rome, not the watchtower society, but Jesus. He is the resurrection and the life. That is, he is the one who gives life from the dead. He is the one with the ability, the supreme ability and power to raise the dead to life. Those spiritually dead, those without spiritual life in them, those devoid of holiness, devoid of righteousness, those cut off and separated from God by their iniquities. Jesus Christ, I tell you, is able to save you, deliver you from the lie and from the father of lies, the one who holds you in a snare. And the one who keeps you in the lie, keeps you believing the lie and living out of the lie, the false testimony, my friend. Oh, the commandment is an indictment against every one of us. All of us naturally born into this world. Liars with deceitful hearts, just like our father the devil, until God changes that. Until God, by his sovereign, saving grace, lays hold upon us by his Son, Jesus Christ, and changes and transforms us by his grace and gives us a will and gives us a desire and gives us a love for the truth. That truth, says Jesus, that will make you free. But the father of lies, your father, ye are of your father the devil, says Jesus, the father of life. He seeks only your destruction. God seeks your good. Jesus Christ seeks your ultimate good. He seeks your forgiveness. He seeks your pardon. He seeks your reconciliation to God. He seeks, my friends, eternal life for you. But your father the devil, your father the devil, he seeks only your destruction. He wants to bring you down. He was a liar and he was a murderer from the beginning, says Jesus. He wants to murder your souls. He wants you to occupy the lake of fire, his destination, where he's going, the Bible says. At the end, my friends, when God's finished with him and when God's finished with this present world, the devil, Satan, the old serpent, he's for the lake of fire. but he wants you with him in that lake of fire. So don't listen to him. Listen to the voice of God, the voice of the Savior, who would rescue you, deliver you from his clutches, from his snare, and set you free from the lie, and set you free from the father of lies, the one who holds you captive. He would have you to be as he is, to be a despiser of the truth. And don't we find many people in Birmingham today just like that? We bring the truth to you. We tell you the truth about God. We tell you the truth about his only begotten Son. We tell you the truth about yourselves. And what do we get from you? You despise the truth. You reject the truth. You rage against the truth. You'll have anything but the truth. You will not believe the truth, receive the truth, but rage against it. Is a man just proved my very point. Just proved my very point for me. We bring the truth to you, but you reject it and you rage against it. That's what the father of lies, that's what your father the devil would have you to do, my friends. The truth is not in your nature. You're conceived in sin, born in sin, born with a sinful nature. And out of that sinful nature, there can come nothing but false testimony. There can come nothing but the lie. Because that's your very nature. Your very nature's a lie. And out of that lie, you live and have your being. And my friends, that false testimony, well, you bear day after day after day until that is. Until that is by the grace of God. Until God intervenes by his grace, his sovereign free grace, until he brings you to your senses, to your right mind. Until by the preaching of the gospel, this that we are here doing today in Birmingham, by the preaching of the gospel, it's the power of God unto salvation. The power to change a deceitful heart. The power to change a nature that's embedded in the lie. The power, my friends, to translate you from the family of the devil into the family of God, adopted as children of God. Through faith in the Son of God, he came to his own, but his own, just like Birmingham today, his own received him not, but to them that did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the power. Oh, the wonder-working power, I tell you. He gave them the power to become children of God. They had to become children of God because they were not children of God. They were children of their father, the devil. But Jesus, through faith in his name, my friends, your family status can change. It can alter. And you can become a child of God instead of a child of the devil, instead of a child of wrath. Become a child of God through faith, that is, in the Son of God who loved sinners and gave himself for them. But you see, the nature of the father of lies, the nature of his children, well, they're natural born sinners. That's why you can do nothing else. That's why you sin all the day long. That's why you sin from morning to night, every day of your life. You ever wonder why you have to teach your children? You have to beat it into them that it's wrong to tell lies. And they still don't get it. And they still don't get it. You don't teach your children to lie. You don't teach them to rebel. You don't teach them to be disrespectful. You don't teach them to be disobedient. You try, you strive with all your being to teach them the opposite. So why do you have to do that? Because they're natural born sinners, that's why. They quite naturally rebel against you. They quite naturally tell lies. They're quite naturally disobedient. They're quite naturally disbelieving because they believe the lie just like you. And they're liars along with their father, the devil. You're of your father, the devil. And his lusts you do. Unless by the grace of God, miraculously, wonderfully saved, and your nature changed. That was needed, you see. Not a change of religion. Not just simply a change of worldview. But my friends, a change of your very nature. Because sin's in your DNA. Every part of your being, the fabric of your being. Only Jesus can change a man's nature. Can you change the spots in a leopard? No, you see, that's his natural condition. It would take a miracle to do that. Can you bring a clean thing out of an unclean? No, that would take a miracle, you see. Can you make a black man white? Can you make a white man black? No, you see, that's their natural state and condition. It would take a miracle to do that. Of course it would. Well, says God, how can you, who are accustomed quite naturally to doing evil, how can you do good? That too with you is impossible, but not with God. Not with God. By the grace of God, you see, my friends, you can be changed. That nature of yours can be changed. But until then, God says, there's none righteous, no, not one. And there's none that doeth good, no, not one. So you see, my friends, the very nature needs to be changed. Because until your nature's changed, well, you just imitate your father. You know how it is with kids, you know? They see their father doing something. And a minute later, they're imitating him. They're trying to imitate the way he speaks. They're trying to imitate his gestures, you know? They're trying to imitate their father. Well, just in the same way, you imitate your father, the devil, the father of lies. You're of your father, the devil, says Jesus. And his lust, his works you do. You do. You imitate your father, my friends. When the one you should imitate is the person of God's Son, follow him. Follow him. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Follow Jesus, not Satan. Not your original father, but to have God as your father, the father that is of my Lord Jesus Christ. You do. His lust says, the Lord Jesus Christ, that is, you follow his desires, you follow his inclinations, you can do no other with that nature of yours until it's changed, you see. You can only desire the lie. You can only desire the false truth. You can only follow, my friends, the lies and the desires of your father. So you see, the change is necessary. Oh, I tell you, the depth of these commandments of God, not just bearing false testimony, but every one of these commandments, they condemn us to the uttermost, every single one of us. They shred us, my friends. They take your self-righteousness and they run it through a shredder so that you get nothing left, nothing but absolute and utter despair. That's what these commandments are given for. Because your self-righteousness, says God, is like filthy rags in his sight. It's an abomination. You who say I'm okay, you who say I don't need no gospel, you who say I don't need no God, an abomination to God. Not just your lies, but every part and every fabric of your being. My friends, you have nothing to offer God. Just a lump of human flesh. Just a lump of walking, breathing, talking sin. That's all that you are. with nothing, nothing to offer God, nothing but your sin. So let me suggest that you take that which you have got, that which you can call your own, your sin, nothing else. Let me suggest that you take your sin and you bring it to the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ. You bring it to that cross, my friends, on bended knee with a white flag raised in surrender, in submission, yielding yourself to King Jesus and to His call, the call of the gospel, that is, to repent and believe the gospel in order that you might be saved from such a dreadful, appalling state and condition, lost and ruined. And my friends, you have brought yourself to ruin. You brought yourself to ruin. Or you can point your finger at your father, the father of lies. You can point your finger at the devil and say it was his fault. You can point your finger at your neighbor and bear false testimony more and blame your neighbor. That's what Adam did. That's what your first parent did. Wasn't my fault. Wasn't my fault. It was the woman, he said. And furthermore, the woman that you gave me, God. He blames God. He blames the woman. Just like you. False testimony. The lie of the ninth commandment. Lies, 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 blame shifting, blaming everybody and anybody but yourself. You're ruin, I tell you. Your devastating state and condition before God today is your own doing. You brought yourself to ruin by your sin, by your denial of God, your rejection of God, and by your unwillingness, stubbornness, blind rebellion against God and against His good news, His testimony of the gospel that would set you free from the lie, that would set you free from the snare of the father of lies, and that would bring you into the freedom of the sons of God. Good news, my friends. Freedom, but truth, my friends. That's what it takes, truth. Truth is God's scalpel, you know. He's the surgeon, and He takes up His scalpel. He takes the truth, and He opens up men's hearts in order to let the lie out, and in order to install the truth in their hearts. By the preaching of the gospel, that is. By the preaching of the good news, the truth of God's salvation, the truth of God's Son, who is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the truth. He is the truth incarnate. And only He, my friends, can free you. Only He can set you free. But only by knowing the truth. That's why we come to you. That's why we bring the truth to you. That's why we proclaim the truth to you week by week here in Birmingham. So that you might know the truth. The truth about God. The truth about yourself. The truth about His Son, Jesus Christ. And the truth that would make you free. You cannot be saved without knowing. Men and women, don't you know, the world over today are perishing for the want of knowledge. Because they don't get to hear the things that you hear. They don't get to know the truth. But to know the truth, to have the truth brought to you, and for you to reject it, well, that makes you double damnable. But you need to know the truth. That's why I offer you God's Word, God's written Word, that you might read it. Meditate upon it, study it. See for yourself that these things are true. That knowing the truth, you might believe the truth, receive the truth, and be set free from the lie. And be set free from the father of lies. Knowing the truth, my friend. And knowing the truth, well, disowning the father of lies. rejecting him, rejecting his counsel, rejecting his false testimony, and rejecting the false testimony of false religion, the religion of evolution included, rejecting such false testimony and believing the truth, my friends, the only way by which you can be made free, by the washing of regeneration. You must be born again. Only God can do that. Only God can do that, mister. And you need it quick. You need it quick, sir. For God to come to you in the preaching of the gospel. And my friends, make his word, make his gospel, make his truth powerful and effective in your heart and in your mind. Because unless he does, unless God changes you, I can't. All I can do is tell you the truth. All I can do is point you in the right direction. All I can do is say to you, behold, the Lamb of God, which hath taken away the sin of the world. But my friends, if you want know, if you want go, if you want trust, if you want believe, if you want reject the lie, if you won't believe the truth, then what more can I do? God must do the rest. He must take his scalpel and he must perform the heart surgery on you. So maybe perhaps in your despair, maybe perhaps with this knowledge, you could get on your knees and you could cry out to God that he'd be merciful to you, a sinner. That would be a start. Ask him. Ask, says Jesus, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Ask him that you might be born again. Ask him that you might be made new. Ask him, take the lie out of you, the false testimony out of you. Ask him to change your nature. Ask him to make you a new creature in Jesus Christ. Today, my friends, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Only the reception of the truth, my friends, receiving the engrafted word that is able to save your soul. Receiving the Son of God, my friends, believing on his name and receiving the power to become a child of God. Adopted into the family of God, a member of God's family, reconciled to God, the favor of God, the love of God, the forgiveness of God, the blessings of God, peace and joy and hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. All made all together new and made fit for God and fit for heaven one day. Because soon, my friends, you're going to be gone. Soon you're going to be out of this world. Soon you're going to breathe your last. COVID-19, cancer, whatever it might be, but you're going to go. It's appointed unto man once to die. After that comes the judgment. Too late then, my friends. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of God's favor. Now is the time to get right with God, to receive the truth, my friend. Believe the truth and reject the false testimony against God, against your neighbor. All my friends are becoming adopted children of God. Family members, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and I shall receive you and be a father to you, and you shall be my children. Come out, come out, come out from amongst them. Out of the father, out of the family of the father of lies, and into the family of God through faith in the Son of God, who loved sinners and gave himself for them. Oh, come, come today, my friends. Do not delay. Do not delay. Cry out to him, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. call out to him, seeking while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thought. And let him return unto the Lord. He will show mercy, abundantly pardon. Check it out in God's word offered to you today. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That's the call. Comes to you today. Once more, Birmingham. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. You'd like to have a copy of God's word. Check these things out for yourself and see that they are so according to God's word, his testimony. God's truth, my friends, liberating, liberating, set you free today. Faith in the Son of God. You'd like a copy of God's word offered to you freely. No cost, no obligation to you. You'd like one, you come and ask for one. May God bless you. Birmingham, bless you and have mercy. Mercy upon your precious, precious, never dying souls.